The Submission by Amy Waldman, narrated by Bernadette Dunn. Like the cypress tree which holds its head high and is free within the confines of a garden, I too feel free in this world, and I am not bound by its attachments. An unidentified Pashto poet. Chapter 1. "The names," Claire said. "What about the names?" "They're a record, not a gesture," the sculptor replied. Ariana's words brought nods from the other artists, the critic, and the two purveyors of public art, arrayed along the dining table, united beneath her sway. She was the jury's most famous figure, its dominant personality, Claire's biggest problem. Ariana had seated herself at the head of the table, as if she were presiding. For the previous 4 months, they had deliberated at a table that had no head, being round. It was in an office suite, high above the gouged earth, and there the other jurors had deferred to the widow's desire to sit with her back to the window, so that the charnel ground below was only a gray blur when Claire walked to her chair. But tonight, the jury was gathered, for its last arguments, at Gracie Mansion's long table. Ariana, without consultation, or, it appeared, compunction, had taken pride of place, giving notice of her intent to prevail. "The names of the dead are expected, required, in fact, by the competition rules," she continued. For such a scouring woman, her voice was honeyed. "In the right memorial, the names won't be the source of the emotion."